Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz from Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we have a machlokes whether the halakhas of Avelos are more chamur than the halakhas of Chol Moed or not? That's on daf Yudav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the Jews made a Kal Vachomer to learn that they did not have to observe Yom Kippur during the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a machlokes from Miran Chachamim whether a kohen can examine the goyim on Chol Moed? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn a hediot is permitted to sew on Chol Moed? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokes whether one can gather bones for reinterment on Chol Moed? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn the Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol only prohibited tools that make noise on Chol Moed, not a large silent saw? That's on daf Yudav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the laws of Chol Moed are like the laws of Kusim? You cannot derive one from the other. That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf are 4 reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol Moed? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one is not allowed to enter a contract with a non-Jew to perform specified work within the tchum if he's going to work on Shabbos? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that we can discern that one is collecting wood for a fire when he's only collecting the large twigs, not the small twigs as well? That's on daf Yud. Great. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn why we place the ashes on the nasi and the av basin first? That's on daf Tezvav and Tainus. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Kosh Baruch Hu sends the refuah before the makkah? That's on daf Yud Gimel and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which daf do we learn that the 3 svarim open on Rosh Hashanah? That's on daf Tez Zayin and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. So that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.